Cast, Utah Jazz blow out the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, as you would expect. The three balls were falling. The Jazz hit 24 of them in 45 attempts. They do not let Cleveland get anything easy for the second straight night. The Jazz play an inferior opponent. They dominate them defensively. They don't give them easy baskets, and in turn, they run away with the game. That's the story of the night. We'll talk about it some more and take your comments and your thoughts. As Bojan Bogdanović hit his stride, Donovan Mitchell hit his. A good night all around for the Utah Jazz. It's all coming up on Postcast. Hi, I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz. Thanks for tuning in to Postcast. We give it to you after every single Jazz game throughout the year, so please stop by and join us as the Jazz, and we open up the chat room for you to jump aboard. We're live on Twitch at Locked On Live. We're live on YouTube on Locked On Live. We're live on Facebook at Locked On Sports and Locked On Live, and we're also live on Periscope. So please stop by, give us your comments, jump into the chat room, and join us. The real story for the night, the Jazz finished the road trip 4-2. They will not go to Washington. That game was postponed due to COVID protocols with the Washington Wizards being short players. For the Jazz, they played a completely inferior NBA team without Colin Sexton, without Darius Garland, without Andre Drummond, without Kevin Love tonight, and they took advantage of that and played the game exactly as you'd want. They made it hard early as Cleveland kind of mucked the game up. It was 22-18 at the end of one. Then the Jazz stretched it out on a 22-6 run and stretched and led it 49-36 at the half. Then they blew them out in the third quarter, going 8 of 12 from 3, 87-59 with a 38-23 third, and then cruised from there. The three-point shooting got going. Cleveland kind of got broken, I think, as the night went on and didn't have the resolve to muck the game up the way they want to, and the Jazz were able to just beat them down, Jazz superior. But the big story is Donovan Mitchell goes 9 of 15 from the field. The off-the-bounce three returned, and Bojan Bogdanović got rolling tonight. The numbers eventually will start to equalize themselves, and this was the night where everyone had a pretty good night, and so the numbers do start to kind of equalize a little bit. The second night in a row that the Utah Jazz hold an opponent below a point of possession, 91 defensive rating tonight, and the offense was a 123. Leading scorer, Donovan Mitchell with 27, Bojan Bogdanović with 20. Bojan wore KT tape type stuff on his wrist tonight, and it seemed to be something that was somewhat of an answer for him. So those are my thoughts. Let's get to yours and your comments on this one. Let's start with Elliot Canada on Periscope. How do you feel our young players did with their garbage time, Oni and Azubuike? So Mia Oni, I think, is a rotation NBA player if he can knock down the shot. If his shot is good enough, he's an NBA rotation NBA player, probably has enough offensive game to be able to help if he's not necessarily hitting the shot, but the shot's going to be the key. He's very good defensively, blocked two shots tonight, plays hard, he's athletic, he kind of gets how he's going to fit into the NBA. It's a really big transition for these guys that were the best player on their team to then turn around and figure out what they're going to be as an NBA player. Ron Boone in the broadcast talked about Joe Ingles saying, you know, the key here is trying to figure out how you fit and what you're going to do to help your team. You know, for a guy like Oni, who's the best player on his team at Yale, to now figure out a year later how he's going to be able to help his team out, I think that's a pretty big, you know, step for him. And I think he's beginning to figure out what that role is and I have a feeling that Joe is going to be in and out of the lineup. You know, I don't think Joe ends that streak if he thought he was missing one game. And it says to me a little bit that they're expecting that. In regards to Azubuike, not much to see tonight. I'd have to watch film and see if there's something to pick up, but he didn't have a lot of touches defensively. He didn't seem to be involved in much, not his fault. Just the game didn't come to him, in that fashion, tonight. Thank you, Elliot. Let's go to, Yorgos in Greece. Did Donovan listen to your podcast and play better defense today? You know, I think some of those numbers are pretty fishy on what you're opponents are shooting when you're the closest guy guarding him if you're a guard, particularly because often what we're going to do is put Donovan on the least good offensive player on the other team to take some of the burden off of him. And so then Donovan's the muck guy who's digging in, and then that guy gets an open three and makes it. So I think those are a little sketchy. But, you know, and I think people have made an inordinate amount of shots against Donovan. What do you do with the extra day if you're a coaching staff based on the updated protocols? I think being home is important. The schedule's kind of brutal here. You were playing Wednesday in Washington, flying 5 hours back, getting in at dark 30, and then playing Atlanta and then going to Denver the next day. The Jazz were basically going to be on planes every day for like 10 straight days. So I think this is great. So really, actually, a pretty fortunate break for the Jazz to not have to have this game in Washington, be able to come home tonight. They're leaving at a relatively decent hour, probably going to leave there by 9, get home by midnight, 1 a.m. probably, get tomorrow off, practice the next day, get an actual practice day, which is kind of crazy, then probably not shoot around again before Atlanta and do your Atlanta prep in that day. So this is a nice break for the team, actually. I still don't understand why you would send Donovan back in the game with a 33-point lead in the fourth. I don't understand why after a 30-point win you have to find the one thing to complain about. How's that? Matt James, the Jazz getting things done. Another great win. Well, how about a good win? I'm not going great when you beat a G League Canton. I'm not sure that the team Alex Jensen won the G League with and was coach of the year might not have won. No, I'm just kidding. That's not fair. There's still some NBA players out there. Do you see Oney getting more minutes outside of replacing someone in the rotation? It's a great question. So what it would mean would be Quinn changing his rotation to going to 10 guys. We've been a pretty solid 8-9 for most of the year. George Niang's playing a little bit better, beginning to make his shots. Really, that's all it is. He's just beginning to make his shots. He was playing fine. He just wasn't making his shots. He's beginning to make his shots, and so therefore, you know, I think he'll get stretched out a little bit, relieve some of the burden on Bogey, who was at 33, 34 minutes. I think they would like to. I don't know how you do it. It would mean that you're reducing Conley down probably 5. If you're getting him 10 minutes, you're probably taking 5 of Mike Conley's minutes and 5 of Joe Ingles' minutes. It's a lot. And so you'd have to make sure they're on board for that and you're stretching the rotation in that manner. But, you know, Oney's getting is someone who I think there's a Quinn really believes in allowing guys to have minutes to be able to stay engaged. You don't want guys who you're going to need at some point in time spending too much time on the bench and not playing for an extended period of time, or else you kind of lose them. So I think you'll see this kind of Oney involvement. I think Conley might start getting some days off as well. He's playing really well. You don't want to do that to him right now. Win the games you're supposed to win. I think you heard that on a podcast once. You're absolutely right, Jason. You know, Jazz last year were 13-18 against above 500 teams. So, you know, they were really, really good on below 500 teams. You can win a lot of games that way. Let's go to Roger. Rudy's field goal percentage continues to struggle. Are teams defending him differently, trying to take away his easy shots? I think it's more Rudy's trying to stretch his offensive game right now and not doing it with a lot of great results. And he's, you know, the key is you got to practice things and you got to have enough guts to try them. So a lot of players have practiced. Ron and I can attest to this. We've been to a lot of practices, seen a lot of players try things and never seen them in a game. Like one of the reasons we knew Donovan was super special early on was Donovan would try things in practice and be totally willing to do them and make mistakes in games. So the fact that Rudy's at least trying is the step to which you suddenly feel like you're all right to be able to do it. How severe do you think Joe Ingles' injury is? That's a very good question from JT. It's enough he's missed 2 of the last 3 games. It's not enough that he missed all 3 games. So what I mean by that is it's enough that he is not playing every night when he had a consecutive streak, but he also, you know, they felt comfortable enough to play him in there. I think it's going to be something you have to monitor. Achilles are tough, and Joe's not a young duckling anymore. He's 33 years old, and this league eats you up. So I think that's one you got to keep an eye on. Put up 45 threes compared to 35 versus Pistons. Does Quinn have a goal of how many he's trying to put up every night? As many as possible with this group of shooters is the answer to that question. Thanks, guys. Bunch of other questions still on the board. I'll try to get to them. Hey, Iowa State fan, avid dog petter. Keep petting your dog and rooting for Iowa State and George Niang. Appreciate you. Twitch fan, super long road trip, but balanced by a 10-day homestand. A bunch of same teams coming up here. And Ron Boone's making fun of me because I didn't get to 10 minutes tonight. So he thinks I should be taking more questions. All right, Jay Hall. Final question. Do I think Bogey's fully recovered and get back to his sharpshooter self? I think it's a significant surgery. I think he's going to have days where he feels good and days where he feels bad. And I think it's going to take some real time. And I also think the one thing no one's talked about is that because of COVID, I'm pretty certain his rehab wasn't traditional. Like he probably couldn't have done all the rehab things he wanted to do. So I think that, you know, it's just going to take him some time. I'm not going to take one night of him shooting well. I'm certainly glad he shot well. It makes you comfortable when he starts to make shots again. Like the 2 of 14 for the road trip from the above the break threes was certainly tough. That is Postcast tonight. Thanks very much for tuning in. I'll be back with you tomorrow on Locked On Jazz.